So first of all, I would like you to just feel yourself settled into your seat. So if you're sitting on the floor, just feel the earth. But otherwise, just sink into your seat. And just let go of all the weight of the body. Stop trying to hold your body. Just let it all loose and drop. And with every breath that I take in, I'm filling myself with peace. And every breath that I exhale, I'm just letting go, releasing, becoming stress-free. So just be conscious of your breathing. I'm taking in light, and I'm releasing any form of darkness. And now just visualize that every cell of your body is being infused with that light. Every cell is being charged. So now, who is seeing the body? Who is feeling the body? It is I, the soul. I am that spark in the center of the forehead. And this body, it simply follows my every thought. And so I, the soul, am the master. And the body is my servant. The body is serving the soul. And so just stabilize in that stage of soul consciousness, pure soul consciousness. Where all you can see and feel is I, the soul. Full attention on just I, the being. So welcome back. So this session is about what next? You've taken a lot, you've heard a lot, you've experienced a lot, and now you have to sit and digest it. Or if we use another analogy, it's that you've planted a lot of seeds. And you have to nurture those seeds now. And really, it's not a small thing that you've made this time. It's a whole week that you dedicated to yourself. It's not a small thing. And we're aware of that. That's why we try to make your stay as comfortable, as easy as possible, because your time is valuable. You've taken time away from your family, from your work, your holidays that you could have spent somewhere else with others. But you decided to be here. And you decided to work on yourself. So that really is very commendable. So really don't underestimate this week. I know people that came 10, 12 years ago and still remember that week that they spent in Mount Abu. So whatever you go on to do from here, we're totally okay with that. Some take a little, some take a lot. Some want to be with us, around us. Some want to do their own thing. And that's totally okay. We are just sharing with you what we have learned, what we've experienced, what we have enjoyed, what we appreciate in our life, what we value in our life. And that's all we've done. That's all we're doing, is just passing that on. We have no other motive, no other agenda. As you know, you have your own centers in your own places. So feel free to come and go as you wish, as much or as little as you want. The doors will always be open. So I'll begin by revising some of the points that I took from some of our seniors, which kind of paves the way for some of the things that I want to talk about. So Sudesh Didi was on the opening night. She was talking about not everyone needs to go into the forest. Because if everyone went into the forest, then that would become a city. And so this path of Raj Yoga is not about running off into the jungle. It's about very much being where you are, with the people you are, because those are the lessons that you have to learn. You know, there's a story of a person who, you know this expression in English, you bear the cross? You know this Christian expression where something, yeah, is difficult and you say, well, this is my cross that I have to bear. Like, this is my cross that I have to carry, like Christ had to. And so it's a story. And the story is this man, he goes up to God and he says, this cross, you know, it's too heavy for me. So God says, okay, put it down there. And just look around and see if there's any other cross that you would like. And take that. So he goes around, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. And then he said, I want that one. And God said, but that's the one you came in with. So really, whatever is, you know, our situation, that's perfect for us, because that's where our greatest growth is. Yeah, the grass is not greener somewhere else. The grass is green here, right now. And so, yeah, let me just accept and move forward with that. So yeah, she was saying, right, that emerge your natural nature. Inner peace uplifts, transforms, accepts. That's the essence of this retreat, right? Inner peace, inner power. So inner peace enables you to uplift, transform, accept, and other virtues she mentioned. Asha Didi, she mentioned that peace is power. It was such a powerful one-liner. But it carried so much weight because it's true. Your peace is your power. Imagine if somebody's getting angry, somebody's screaming, shouting, insulting you, okay? And you just stand there in your very peaceful state. Who's the more powerful? Yeah, it's you. So we don't smile, we don't laugh, because it's not funny. It is funny because it looks like a cartoon show. Inside we know that this is so funny what they're doing. But no, we just stay calm, we just stay peaceful. And that's your power. And when you do that, then automatically, when there's silence, right? Here we have this expression that if two hands don't clap, right? If there's only one hand, then there's no noise. So you just stay still, even if they're going like that. And there comes a point where they also start to wonder, what am I doing? How am I behaving? This looks silly. But for that, yeah, you need to build that inner power. Peaceful power, peace power. So Asha Didi said, when you are at peace, you are the master. Nothing disturbs you. Disturbance inside creates disturbance outside. Right? So it's so true that whatever we're getting affected with outside, if I'm getting frustrated with something out there, there's an inner frustration in me already. It's not that person who's frustrating you. It's not that situation. It's not the traffic jam. The traffic jam is just highlighting to you that you want to get somewhere in life faster than you're able to. But this traffic jam just is signaling to you that you need to slow down. And no, I don't want to slow down because I want to race in my life. So everything that's happening outside, yeah, is a reflection of what's happening inside. Even this thing of, okay, I get angry. I get angry with something outside of me because I'm not able to control the thing inside of me. I'm not able to control myself. Because often we say anger and peace are opposites. When you're at peace, you're in control of yourself. When you're angry, you're trying to control others. You're trying to control something out there. Just observe next time. When you're getting angry, you're trying to control something. And then Asha Didi also talked about patience, remember? God grant me patience, but hurry up. So we need a lot of patience. I mean, I've been on this path for 40 years. So you would think, okay, Aruna should be perfect by now, right? No, she's not. She's not, okay? I'm work in progress. So it takes time. But that's okay, I enjoy it. We enjoy it. We enjoy the work that we do on ourselves. Because we see benefits. We see the value in doing this more than something else. So just be patient with yourself as well. Okay, I'll talk more about this a bit later. And then Jayanti Ben, yeah, she talked about, as was mentioned this morning, that you change from being a taker to a giver. And it's a whole shift in consciousness. That's what soul consciousness is. A shift from body consciousness to soul consciousness. If I'm in body consciousness, then obviously I feel empty. Right? Because I'm desiring this and that and the other. If I'm soul conscious, then I'm full. And so if I'm full, I'm able to give. So do I have enough to give to 8 billion souls of the world? Do I have that much? Any soul could come to me at any time. Do I have enough to give to them? Not yet? Yeah, so then this is why we're on this path. Yeah. Because we understand, you see, that if I shift my consciousness to want, then I'm going to take sorrow. In what is there the greatest happiness? In giving or the taking? Yeah. So let me give. Whatever it is. I'm not even talking about physical things. I'm talking about, you know, have a big heart and smile and forgive and respect and adjust and, right? We all have these qualities. Yeah, but see, for that we have to crunch the ego. But isn't that good? Isn't it good that I have to crunch the ego for my virtues to emerge? So it's worth it, isn't it? It's worth paying the price of crunching the ego so that my inner beauty emerges. Because I feel good, they feel good, I've created good karma, and there's just good all around. Right? Happy, happy. Yeah. So yeah, that's what Jentiben was meaning, that yeah, we shift in consciousness. Then the other point that she did elaborate on was detachment is not rejection. Because I know some of you sometimes have this question that, you know, you guys are doing this and it's not for us and we can't detach from our family, friends. No, you don't have to. But can you detach emotionally? Right? There's a physical detachment and then there's an emotional detachment. In other words, you don't take sorrow when they are in sorrow. Right? Your emotions are not riding on their emotion. This is called emotional detachment. And also, I'm not saying, no, no, you know, I can't be with you because I can't tolerate you or I can't live with you, I can't adjust with you. That's actually a form of rejection. So we don't want that kind of detachment. No, we want power to be able to live with everyone while still maintaining my inner peace. That's the point. That creates the harmony. Yes, yeah, so that's what Jentiben was saying. Detachment is not rejection. And then Sudesh Didi gave a nice session on God. And she explained that we made God, we put God so far away. And there's something I read about 20 years ago that stayed with me. And that is that if you feel that God is distant from you, then who did the moving? If you feel that God is distant from you, then who moved? Who did the moving away? Exactly, we did. You think God's going to say, no, I don't like you. I think I'm going to walk away from you. Do you think God's going to say that? No. So we kind of got wandering off into different directions, thinking that this might be better for me, that might be good for me. And we actually moved away from God. So again, building that connection with God is so important. And I feel like you don't even have to be religious to build that connection with God. In fact, it's just a natural relationship of child and father. And for that, there is no other kind of label that you have to give it. So just to experience that closeness and as a result of that to feel the pride, to feel the joy, to feel the protection. And then this was very beautiful what Sudesh Didi shared. She said, what do I need to see myself? a mirror. And then what else do I need to see into the mirror? Eyes. Sight. Yeah, eyes are not enough, right? Because the blind person has eyes too, right? And then I need sight. But then there has to be a seer who looks through the eyes, who has the sight. So how do I see myself? When I'm soul conscious. When it's I, the soul. Really true recognition, true acceptance, true belief that I am a soul and I'm looking out through these eyes. I'm using the body to speak now. Yeah, so as much as possible, try to practice that. Really, it will help you a lot and it will really keep you free from sorrow and suffering. Keep going back to this, I'm a soul using the body. I'm a soul, yeah, walking. I'm a soul listening. I'm a soul eating. Keep going back to that. I'm a soul, I'm a soul. I'm the seer, right? I'm looking through the body. And then Suraj Bhai talked a lot about all these lovely affirmations. Again, practice those. I am the most successful person. Right? I'm the most fortunate person. I'm the most powerful. And just practice that. But I want to add that when you do it in silence and stillness, so the best would be like morning time, when you create these affirmations and say them in this, you know, like look at the seed. The seed is in the dark soil and the seed has to be kept still. If you keep prodding the seed every day to see, oh, you know, has the root come up or not? Are you helping the seed? No. So too, when we sit, then just really be still, be quiet. And just stay focused on that one thought. In fact, in Hindi language, the word meditation is dhyan. And the word focus is also dhyan. Like mothers would say to their children, you know, focus on your studies. Dhyando. So focus and meditation are synonymous. So when you sit in meditation, just focus on that one thought and really believe it. Say it with conviction. I am powerful. Not maybe, but I don't know if. That's a weak thought, yeah? I am powerful. And actually, you are in this moment, in this very moment. This is a very pure moment. This moment right now is unpolluted by the past or the future. If you just stay focused on this moment, right? Let's just stay focused right now on this moment. And if I just stay in that thought and in that awareness, and I don't worry about what I've done, where I've come from, what's my history, what's my background, what are my sins, none of that, what is going to happen to me, if I don't pollute it with the past or the future, this moment is true. I am a powerful soul. I am the most lucky soul. Right? So just feel it as much as possible. And then as it becomes true and alive for you, it will automatically overflow into your life. In the form of self-esteem, in the form of self-confidence. So when you go to do things, then it's very easy, it's very natural. You won't think, somebody else? No, me. I'm going to do it. Right? So you have that inner, yeah, will. Okay. So I have something else for you now. So I want to talk about 5 points that I think would help you to move forward as well. And funnily enough, they all start with A. So that would be easy for you to remember. It sounds corny, but I think it will help you to register it. Okay, so first step, right? First step of when you come into meditation is this week we talk about awareness. We talk about having a general awareness. We talk about attention. We talk about being alert. So let me give you the example. If you're walking, looking down at your phone, are you aware of everything around you? No. You're disconnected.
Just like the candle exercise.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the candle exercise, yeah. But awareness is not even I'm aware that, oh, new buildings are coming up, a park is coming up, there's a traffic sign up there or something. Not even that you will become aware of naturally. But as you walk through the streets of your town, how are you going to walk? With what awareness? What awareness are you going to carry in the back of your mind? Yeah, I'm a soul. Now, not just I'm a soul. Our senior dadis, they'd say, add a quality to that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a shiny soul. I'm a powerful soul. I'm a fortunate soul. I'm a sweet soul. I'm a kind soul. I'm a benevolent soul. I'm a compassionate soul. I'm a generous soul. I'm accommodating. I'm forgiving. Add a quality to that. Because you know what? That makes this exercise more exciting. You could get bored with just, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul. But the soul is not just a point. The soul is full of all these virtues and all the powers. So then I've got to kind of get in touch with them. I've got to ignite them. Like the genie, right? You rub the lamp and poo. So you've got to say, yes, I have this power. I have this strength. And it will ignite. So yeah, walk around with that awareness. And alertness means okay, what I really want to say with alertness is, you know, nothing is happening by chance. Nothing is a coincidence. So just be alert to what are the signs and signals that are coming your way. Again, when we're more in soul consciousness, we can pick up this. We can pick up when I see, say for example, okay, I'll give you an example. Like many times I see my watch, the time on that, on the phone, in the car, on the thing, and it says 11:11. You feel the same?
Yeah.
So why is that? What is it a sign of? Enlightenment? Well, I mean, we can all assume anything, right? But I want to assume that, yeah, it's 1-1-1, like everything is one. Or new beginning, yeah. A wake-up call, yeah. Mind's wake-up call, soul wake-up call, huh? Maybe your guardian angel with you, yeah. Yeah, but why always attention goes at that time? So anyway, for me, again, it could be something else for you, but for me, it because one is the one, right? Then my mind goes to the one, right? So that for me is a reminder to think of God. But anyway, other things like that, they just kind of happen. Or you meet three people and they all kind of say the same word to you. Or you hear the same word in the TV or the WhatsApp or whatever, Instagram. I don't know, some, you know how these things happen. So be alert to those signs and and symbols that are coming your way. Okay, what is your name? Faisal is saying that in the Quran, this hadith, right? This ayah is saying that number 11, it's saying that if you don't change yourself, then God will not support you.
Change comes from within.
Yeah. Then God, yeah. So it's a bit like your expression, tie the camel and then God will help, right? Yeah. Okay, good. So that's the first one, yeah? Attention, alert, aware. Okay, so then what happens? Then after that, I need to appreciate. So appreciation is, as Jentiben was also saying, this sense of gratitude, attitude of gratitude. And again, it's about, it's not just that your glass is half full, but that your glass can be bigger. It's not just that you have enough, but you could have more, right? But it's this feeling of fullness from inside. It's just so grateful for everything. When you cultivate this sense of fullness from inside, then again, you're a happier person. Because you have the means. You feel you have the means. You feel you can make things happen. You feel that things are working in your favor. You feel that the wheels of your life are oiled. Because if I'm not appreciating, then I'm resisting. Aren't I? What's the opposite of appreciation? Denial, yeah, rejecting or denial or, yeah, resisting to accept what is there. So, yeah, appreciation or gratitude, however, you get the feeling though, this feeling of I have, not I want, but I have already. Everything that I, the soul, needs is right here inside of me. Yeah, exactly. Feeling full, feeling content. Think about it, you know, when you've had a full meal, more than full meal, and I offer you something, yeah, you'll say no thank you. Right? You'll say no thank you, I'm full. So when the soul is full, and then somebody is trying to tempt you with something, yeah, exactly. You say no, thank you. Not, I don't even want your insult, plus I don't even want your praise. Because I'm really full from inside. I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, that kind of appreciation of what I have and self and everything, family, everything. Okay, next one, third. So adapt. Adjust. And this is actually one of our powers. So again, when you're out there in the world, honestly, it's just easier to be a little flexible. If you are rigid, right, you get knocked down very easily. But if you're like a tree, I love the analogy of the tree, and I love trees actually. I like to take photos of trees. So the tree has such deep roots, right? So a huge tree could be standing here, but its roots go all the way up there. So it's very solid, very stable, steady, grounded. But then it has the upper part which sways, which swings. It has both. That's why we say the trunk, right? The core has to be strong. Our core here has to be strong too, so that we can stay steady, grounded, but yet also be flexible. So it's the same metaphor for the soul. I'm grounded in my values. I'm grounded in my
principles, but then I have the ability to be flexible. And really just adjust. Give you another example. This is the road, right? It's a very narrow road. Only one car can go down it at a time. Oh, yeah. Okay. Basil has a tree, he's showing me. Okay, so this is a very narrow road, right? One car is coming from there and you are coming from there. Who's going to give way? Who's going to give way? Who's going to say, I'm going to reverse, you come through first? Who's going to give way? Me? You sure? Me? Yes, Samir? You might be tested when you go back. Yeah, just, it's okay. Yeah, you go. Right? It's okay. You know, you should say to yourself, poor man. Doesn't have time. The man who come first should get way. Yeah, that's true. But then you say he's a difficult man. Not just excuses, but you should have. That's what I'm saying. You should have so much inside of you that you can give way. And it's not about you belittling yourself. Yeah, it's a bit of compassion too, but my point is that you're doing it as a master. You're not doing it as a slave. Because for you, your peace of mind, your sanity, and when you give way, as I said, remember, giving is more important than taking. So when you give way, yeah, go, it's okay. Again, sorry? Oh, right, you both want to give, yeah. Well, that's nice, yeah? That's the kind of world we want to live in, where everybody's giving, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why we have rules, but when there isn't a rule, yeah, what do you do? Then your own inner nature kicks in, right? Your inner law kicks in. I just finished this point and then, yeah. So the point here is, yeah, when we have enough of everything, and I mentioned time. When we have enough time, when we are not poor of time, then we can also give way. Then we can also give. We have time to give. This poor person who's in a rush doesn't have time. So yeah, you have to have compassion for them. Yes, sister. Sorry, I don't know your name. Exactly, yeah, that's nice. Exactly, you are greater than that, you are bigger than that. Yeah, that's such a small thing compared to you. That's why yesterday when we were doing the exercise of the king, it's not, I didn't just mean a physical king on a throne, it's like, yeah, you are bigger than this. Whether you call yourself a king, whether you call yourself a mama, a big mama with a big heart, right? That's able to just give. And as I said, it's for your peace and sanity. Yeah, well, if the same thing happens in Kuwait, and I'm sure the same thing happens in UAE. Yeah, they wouldn't let you do that in the UK. Yeah, see, the thing is, everything is karmic. Everything is karmic. So if they're doing that to you, then that will be done to them. No, you don't have bad words. No. No, because if you're going to give, you might as well give nicely. Yeah, if you're going to give way, then just give nicely. And these kinds of people, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're rushing to get somewhere in life, but then they're peaceless, they're hasty. You know, in a sense, they're suffering. So again, have compassion for them. They think they're being smart. Yeah, but not smart in the long run. Right? Immediate smart, but not smart in the long run. So anyway, what are you going to do to keep your peace? You're going to get stressed. You're going to use some curse words. What are you going to do? Be practical, right? So you sit calmly, relax. Yeah. No, really, you've got to. We've all had to work on ourselves. You have to change this mindset. There's going to be difficult people everywhere, right? In all areas of your life. It's not perfect out there. So we don't want to make that situation perfect. I want to make myself perfect. And that guy is helping you. That guy or girl, sorry. Yeah, definitely. It's good karma. But as I said, you keep your peace, you keep your sanity. Isn't that more important? What's the price you're going to pay for your peace and sanity? So yeah, just give way and let them go. Yeah, can't control it. Okay, so yeah, adapt, adjust, and just this thing of having a very malleable intellect. Okay, not this, this, not this, this. Yeah, I mean, you've seen us all also work here in a team. Somebody does this, somebody does that. It's so helpful for everyone to have this very adjusting, nature. If one had a very difficult nature, it would be difficult to work. So really, this kind of energy is very good. Okay, that was 3. Number 4. Well, attention, alert, aware is 1. Appreciate. 2, 3, adapt, adjust. 4, achievement. Achievement, attainment, acquiring. So even as you leave from here, right? I'm sure you've seen things that we could improve, or this room could be better, or that food could be better, or somebody wanted other fruits on the table, or whatever, whatever, right? But appreciate what you had. But the point I really want to make is, even in your life, when you do something, do it for its attainment sake. Don't do it, or don't see it as, what are you losing? What are you giving up? But no, what are you attaining? So like the example we give is, when we wake up at 4 o'clock, we're giving up our sleep, right? Precious sleep, beauty sleep, right? But what are we getting? We're getting so much power. We're getting so much inner stability, peace, calm. So we give up the sleep for that. If I change my diet, why am I changing my diet? Because I want a healthier lifestyle. So don't see what you're giving up. Yeah, if you're detaching from your friends, it's because, you want to become stronger. Then you can always go back to them. But for a time, maybe you just want to, as I said, become more emotionally stronger. So look at, what you're attaining by doing the practices you're doing. Don't look at what you're giving up. And I would say, even like when you leave, or when you're on the plane or in the car, make a list immediately, actually, of what you have taken from here. I'm going to ask you a few questions in a minute, but that won't cover all of this. But just make a list of what you have attained from here. And go with your cup full, right? Your soul cup full. Okay, so next we come to then the action plan, right? So I'm going to ask you a few questions. And maybe from that will help you to come up with your action plan. So we can have a little music in the background. And I'm just going to ask these questions slowly. Sorry? Number five is now action plan. Yeah, we're going to work on our action plan now. And so a part of this action plan is these questions. So I'm just going to ask you the question. However you understand the question, you answer. Because however you're supposed to understand it, that's how you understand it. Okay, so I'm not going to elaborate. So don't ask me, because whatever you understand, that's right for you. Okay. Music? Baya? Okay, so yeah, let's get focused. So now we're working on our action plan as to what we would like to do when we go back. So just keep that in the back of your awareness. Baya? Yeah, so number one. I slow myself down by... dot, dot, dot. Finish the sentence. I slow myself down by... Yeah, don't tell me. Just write it down. Yeah, just stay with yourself. Remember, you're working on your action plan. I slow myself down by doing what? And whatever's the first answer that comes to your mind. Don't need to think too much. Next, make a list of everything that is enough. Again, whatever first few answers that come to your mind, make a list of everything that is enough. You can put a few things down. Three. What is stopping you? What is stopping you? However you understand the question. If it doesn't make sense, leave it now and answer it later at home. Something will come. Okay, number four. Again, however you understand the question. What is the hidden value in this situation? Whatever situation comes to your mind, whatever you're going through, what is the hidden value in this situation? Just write a couple of words. Number five. I'm most energized when... dot, dot, dot. I'm most energized when... when. Dot, dot, dot. Just finish the sentence. I'm most energized when I meditate. Now, whatever it is for you, when you're happy, yeah? Okay, next. Yeah, whatever comes to your mind first, just that's the right answer. When you start thinking analytically, then you're gone off course, yeah. Okay, number six. What would you like to attract in your life right now? What would you like to attract in your life right now? Okay, and the last question. There's something that you need to let go of. What is that? There's something that you need to let go of. What is that? What does your soul say to you? What do you need to let go of? So, what I will say is, now's not the time, but you have the answers, and really don't be analytical about your answers. Don't go back and change and say, no, that's not what I meant, because your subconscious was actually speaking to you, right? As you were writing the answers. So then maybe tonight, or maybe tomorrow morning, before you leave here, look at the answers, and then I'd like you to come up with one sentence for your action plan, using few of the answers that have come up for you. Okay? So what are you going to do? How are you going to slow yourself down? What are the thoughts you're going to do to attract what you want? What are you going to let go of to help you to release that negativity or whatever? Right? This is kind of covering a few areas, these questions. And the last point, of course, as we're a meditation center, I would say, really make a pact with yourself to meditate every day. Honestly, like that is our source of power. We can study the knowledge, we can listen to a lot of classes, a lot of people, but at the end, it's that sitting in silence, in that stillness, that really, as I said, energizes us. So if you want to become a powerful person, have a powerful meditation. Yeah. Sorry? You have to make it a must, yeah. We all make time to eat. We all make time to sleep. Because we know it helps, right? So meditation helps as well. Okay, any questions? Can take a question or two. You're feeling comfortable to go back? Okay, shall we just have a minute's meditation then? So yeah, red light. So yeah, I'd like you to just go over the last few days in your mind. Remember the time when the car drove up the mountain? You arrived at reception and then you were shown to your room. And then everything that you did thereafter. So if there's one feeling that you're left with, what is that feeling? Just answer that quietly to yourself. If there's one feeling as a result of this retreat, what is that feeling? And hopefully it's a positive feeling, and just stay with that feeling now. Really solidify it now, here in this moment. Thank you. Om Shanti.